It's another edition of the Shooting USA podcast, this time from beautiful Morro Bay, California. We're at the Steel Challenge. I've got USPSA President Mike Foley and Larry Steely from Steel Target Paint. Gentlemen, welcome.
Thank you, John.
Thanks, John. It's good to be here.
We are excited to talk about the new relationship between the USPSA and a paint company that is designing a product specifically for the shooting community. And that's your role, Larry. Tell me about what makes Steel Target Paint different from anything you can get at, say, Home Depot or Lowe's or something like that.
Well, that's a good question, John. I've got a fair amount of experience in the paint business, and having 45 years of experience with it and being an avid shooter, I saw a need pretty much immediately that I could do a better job than anything else I'd seen out there in the market. So I grabbed my chemist and a couple of guys in the lab, and we went to work on it and came up with some samples and went out to the range, and everybody loved it, and it just took off from there.
It's been an interesting thing kind of watching, you know, some of the shooters a couple weekends ago at the Carry Optics and Production Nationals using it, but especially here where everybody touches a can of paint. On every course of fire, the stages have to be reset, and resetting a stage in steel shooting means paint. Thank you, Art, for the assist. Some lovely Firestone 805 just hit the hands, so this podcast is going along swimmingly. The reaction has been pretty strong, though. Everybody seems to be very impressed with this new product.
We've gotten 100% positive feedback. Everybody, including the pro shooters and all the competitors that have used the paint, love it.
This is something that we had talked about earlier, but I think we should definitely go over it again. What makes it different from, you know, your typical product that you would find in a home improvement store?
Well, first of all, there's a 16-ounce fill in the can. Typically, you'll see 10 to 12 ounces in a can of paint that you buy off the hardware shelf. And then there's the amount of pigment, the solids that's in the paint that we put in there. It's chock full of high resin content so that you get that real good coverage and real good hide. Then we also put a high flow button on it so that it really covers fast. We call it our, it's got a little bit of a kick to it actually, so we call it our major power factor paint. The competitors really enjoy that.
It works, bottom line, and it's designed to do what it does. It's a unique partnership, though, I think, between, you know, the largest practical shooting organization in the world, the USPSA, and this particular company that's designed something specifically for the shooting community. How important is it to the USPSA, Mike, to have this new relationship?
It's extremely important for us to have non-traditional sponsorship. Traditionally getting sponsorships from the firearm industry and from the accessories industry, but to have someone come to us who creates a consumable that we use every time we're on the ground is extremely important. Because of our 426 outlets, our local clubs, we become a pretty good distribution model for Steel Target Paint as well. So we're creating our own opportunity for sponsorship, which is creating a market for the product. And so for us, it's a two-way street, and it's a very solid partnership that makes sense.
It's an exciting thing to see a non-typical sponsor, an out-of-industry sponsor, not only recognize a need, see something that can help the shooting community and can work well and can be done better, but then to also take an active role and be involved. And Larry, you're doing just that. You've been a shooter, as you mentioned, but this is your first time to the Steel Challenge, so why not give it a try? Go ahead and shoot.
Yeah, as I think I mentioned to you earlier, you know, I had one of the competitors, and, you know, the people in this sport are just amazing. One of the guys that I met yesterday said, "Why aren't you shooting?" And I said, "Well, I didn't bring anything with me." And he says, "Well, I can take care of that." He fixed me up with his gun, his rig, his ammo. He said, "Sign up for tomorrow and shoot." And so that was my first time at a Steel Challenge event to actually participate, and loved it. I'm hooked.
Yeah, it'll do that. I mean, it does it to every single person I've ever exposed steel shooting to, mm-hmm. from the newest person to somebody who's been shooting for years. If you've never had that instant feedback, mm-hmm. of steel, the ring, and seeing your hit appear, it's a fantastic thing. It's really something special. This match has a long track record, 30 years almost, or 30 years. Correct me if I'm wrong.
It's actually been in California for longer than 30 years, but it's been celebrated as one of the premier sporting events for about 30 years.
Yeah, it's something special to have this and to be putting new life into it, to have it at a location like this, and to see it start to get its legs back under itself. After some difficult times moving to different locations and not being in an actual home. You know, talk about that. Talk about how we're putting the World Championship of Steel Shooting back to its former glory.
You know, USPSA traditionally puts on a lot of major matches in a year and a lot of club matches in a year and several nationals. Our model did not take into account the history and the tradition that is the Steel Challenge in California. So the WSSC in this venue makes sense not only from that standpoint, but also because it's such a beautiful place for us to all come spend the weekend. Mm-hmm. You know, as you mentioned earlier, we're near San Luis Obispo. We're near Morro Bay. The countryside is beautiful. First-class restaurants, lodging, things to do for the family. You know, we're very close to San Simeon here. And so for us, we didn't know what we didn't know until we tried to move it elsewhere.
Yeah.
And the demand is just here for this match in a way that it didn't exist when you took it out of its traditional venue.
This is a shooting destination beyond just a great place to come and shoot. It's almost like vacation. And, I mean, that applies when you look at it from the guy who's taking time off of work to come here to, like, myself and my crew, this is the one we look forward to. You know, get through the other tough shoots where it's so hot and there's bugs and everything else to get to this one. And, you know, the guys line up and are like, I'll go to Morro Bay. Let's go. And, you know, it's this one is something special, and it's one that I love and hold close to my heart. Pistol caliber carbine. We're recognizing that as a division at the World Speed Shooting Championship. And looking forward to recognizing that as a division at a USPSA Nationals in 2017. Big things for pistol caliber carbine.
Absolutely. The numbers are starting to turn out. People are starting to get the word out. People are showing up with their equipment. We have competitors who were maybe leery of this at first. You know, you're bringing a long gun into a pistol match, and then someone lets them try it, and now all of a sudden they're hooked like the rest of us are. So it's amazing.
I am over the moon excited about that, and it's been a long time since I've been excited about something new in any of the shooting sports, but this in particular has me just jazzed up. So be looking forward to doing some things to show the audience some options, how you can get involved, and as I'm finding out, you can get involved in this for not an awful lot or amount of money. I should spit that out.
It's very similar to our production division in that regard. You know, it's a firearm, an optic, a handful of magazines. You don't have to buy a holster, so, you know, save a couple $100 right there if you're accustomed to shooting open or limited and running a race holster. So, yeah, it's not horribly expensive. And did you see how fast some of those guns were going at the range this morning?
Well, I saw the gun in your hands going pretty fast as well. I wouldn't throw your arm out, but you did. You did very well. Here's a quick question. Will there eventually be pistol caliber carbine iron sights versus optically sighted, or at this point are we just looking at it as one division with an optic sight?
In Steel Challenge, it's irons and optics.
Right.
The beauty of Steel Challenge is due to segmentation analysis and people turning out, you know, for whatever guns you offer, it makes sense to have two guns here. However, in USPSA, it is, and I'm going to do air quotes here. They can't see this on the, you know, on the podcast, but the air quotes are "run what you brung," as I've heard it put over the years.
And, sure.
And so it's literally everything goes. And so because of that, we're not going to spend all of our time restricting equipment. We're going to spend all our time measuring equipment or arguing about equipment. We're going to make it all one big division and just bring it and shoot it.
Well, there you go. That's the race course. That's the one to hot rod if you're going to do it. Outstanding, man. Exciting times for the USPSA and the Steel Challenge Shooting Association. This is great. And we've got a non-typical sponsor riding that wave with us right now in the form of Steel Challenge or Steel Target paint. It's fantastic.
Absolutely. We talked earlier, Larry and I did, about creating a side match just for the paint.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm all about creating divisions that make sense. Maybe we need a paint can division.
Yeah, I guess, huh?
Yeah, the Steel Target paint races.
There's got to be a way to do it. Outstanding, guys. Well, thanks again for the time, and I look forward to big things to come.
Thank you, John.
Thank you.
Thank you.